Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Latent Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And today I'll be talking about default settings, the importance of default settings, how you could critique, think about your default settings, and of course, how default settings are important to the larger life beyond simply content production. All right. With that said, welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Welcome back to Latent Branding. So, the first part of this podcast, I just want to briefly define what default settings are. They are the settings of your website, your technology, your devices that come pre-programmed. They're the prefabricated choices you come with. So, let me give you a for instance. If you have an Apple device, it automatically comes and boots up on Apple Maps. So, even if you like Google Maps, the default setting, if you're using anything in an Apple product in terms of maps, is the Apple Maps, not Google Maps. Another sort of default setting that Apple has is Safari. If you use a Google product, Chrome is the default web browser. Again, these are kind of the default settings. And that's sort of a very easy example to point to. More subtle examples of default settings include being opted in to sort of advertising and not having things set on private when you log into Facebook or Twitter. Anytime there's a new user agreement, they often opt you into things rather than automatically opt you out. These are the types of default settings that I'm talking about, just so I can clarify myself a little bit. And then the second part is, why are these default settings important? Well, because most people never change their default settings. So the default settings not only are what programs and devices come with, but default settings are also what most users experience because most users don't change the defaults. So for instance, even though I think Google Maps is a better product than Apple Maps, most people use Apple Maps, or most people use Windows Explorer instead of changing over to Mozilla or Firefox as a web browser. So the important reason to pay attention to it if you're a content producer is most people don't change the default settings, so you have to critique the default settings and learn to know what the default settings are so that you can know how most users will experience your content, your product, your podcast, whatever it happens to be. And now the third part of this episode, I like to think about default settings in sort of three ways. One is the physical level. So this would be the way the devices are framed, things that you can't necessarily change, but the physical is level one of default settings. The second level is software settings. So things such as pre-programmed interfaces, and the way that, for instance, if you download a video game, there are certain settings that it comes with. But basically, you have the second level is software settings. And the third level of default settings, I like to think of as user experience. And obviously, user experience cuts across both the physical and the software defaults. But user experience is a little bit different because it sort of looks at both the physical, the hardware side, and the software side. It then tries to offer users those better kinds of experiences and maybe tries to get them out of the default by presenting them with more forward-facing choices. So those are the three types of default settings that I generally think of and try to approach and help content producers think about. So to reiterate there, the first is the physical or the hardware side. The second is the software side. And then the third is user experience. And obviously these three are related. Oftentimes laptops and devices have all three of them built in. All three of these layers are sort of layered in archaeological manner. I have four suggestions then to help people think about default settings. The first is, as a content producer, you yourself want to be able to critique and change, analyze the default settings. So the first suggestion is to have content producers explore their own default settings. That leads us to the second suggestion, which is thinking about default settings for your users, for your audience, for the people who are going to read, consume, and listen to your content. First, you explore the default settings, learn to manipulate them, and then think about and consider how your audience is going to manipulate and possibly use or not use the default settings. Those are the two most important parts. The third involves trying to create new default settings, critiquing the default settings, and then going ahead and altering them. The fourth then follows from the third is creating some sort of survey or evaluating how your audience is actually consuming the default settings. And so creating some sort of user experience through qualitative research, investigating how your audience is using the default settings is important. And now, lastly, this goes to the broader point of the podcast episode beyond simply content production, is thinking about default settings helps you think about the choices that are handed to you and the options you have, and then also thinking about the options you don't have and thinking about how you are coerced to use not only your technology, but also the general kinds of choices you make in your everyday life. So when you think about default settings for content, it also helps you to think more philosophically about the various choices you're presented in your everyday life. And I told my dad about this idea, and he said, "Well, that's kind of dark." And I said, No, Dad. It's fine. I'm just trying to make a point here about sort of larger choices." And he said, "Well, we'll make sure that people remember it's about choices that they're given and trying to manipulate the choices rather than sort of, you know, being controlled by the choices." So really thinking about default settings reorients you to try to sort of take control of your life, if you will. Anyways, all right. Thanks for that comment, Dad. Now, if you have any comments or questions, you can email me at johnrgallagher@gmail.com. You can also send me a message on Twitter. My handle is @MirrorSophistry. My handle is @MirrorSophistry. Once again, I've opened up my Twitter to all public messages, so you can go there too. All right. Once again, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Latent Branding.